Nassim, and I'm a Canadian of Iranian heritage. My family came to Canada 24 years ago, escaping the cruel and totalitarian regime of their home country with the hopes of a better future for their children, where they could have freedom of speech and freedom of religious pursuits. We didn't expect that I would become homeless. I finished high school here. I went to college. I became a nurse and served this country in the healthcare sector for 16 years. But my own health started to decline, and due to unforeseen events, I lost my job and my home in the same month, and I became homeless in 2015. At the time, I lived in Toronto, and I only had my car to live in. After a few months of moving around, I found my way to this region. In that time, I found Christ, and which truly saved me during these extreme years of adversity. So I have to praise him, because I wouldn't be standing here alive today. I have been homeless within the region of Hastings and Lennox and Addington for 8 years now, due to inability to find affordable housing. As a result, I have been forced to settle into living conditions where I would be either exposed to elements or have no tenant rights or privacy. I've experienced different stages of homelessness, from living in my car and trailers to being provisionally accommodated, also known as couch surfing, to ending up on the streets of Picton for 10 days due to landlord abuse this past winter. I couldn't go to a shelter because of my dog. I love my dog. I didn't want to give him up. But God was watching over me and guided a local believer to take us into her home, where I am still couch surfing presently. If it wasn't for her, we would have frozen to death. Witnessing and experiencing the severity of this crisis, I was compelled to actively bring awareness to this matter and do what I can since 2020. I'd like to conclude by mentioning that many people who are chronically homeless have a form of disability and lack of support system and community. They are on fixed incomes and cannot keep up with the rise of rent and food prices due to inflation. I believe that tiny home villages are a solution that could help in ending chronic homelessness, especially for single, disabled, unsheltered population. They can be built or ordered in a very short time frame. They are cost effective and can be made available to be owned through lease to own option. Please take this idea into consideration, and thank you for your time.
So I'll be sharing this story on behalf of a community member named Miles. I was living in a triplex apartment, and I knew that the house was going to be sold, and I was going to have to move out. My landlord called to tell me the house had sold and gave me 4 days' notice to move out. I needed to find affordable housing. The landlord provided me with a lead to someone who would let me reside with them. I found a place in 4 days, but that meant moving everything. After taking the steps to move, I was turned away for having too many belongings. I set off down the road looking for a place to sleep. I found myself homeless. I had never been homeless before. I ended up finding a place in the woods where I would spend the next several months. The day after my first night in the woods, I walked 32 kilometers into town to look for a place to live. I phoned the social agencies. The first question they always ask is, why haven't you gone to the shelter? I already knew the answer. It's filled up, there's no space, and I'm safer in the woods. My resources in Picton were limited, but I found support at 3 doors down. The help they were able to offer me abruptly ended when they were forced to close the next week. What kind of help could a person in my situation use? We need temporary shelter so people are safe through the night, especially during our long winters. We need temporary shelters and transitional housing so people have a soft place to land before they make it to their next stable home. I spent most of my time in the woods just trying to survive. For months, gathering firewood was a full-time job. If I had a place to stay, I could have concentrated on my next move. There are probably at least 400 of us here experiencing homelessness in precarious housing. Most of them are hidden. They might be couch surfing. They might be on the move looking for safety. The affordable housing crisis is the most important issue in the county, bar none. People are worried about being able to afford to live here. The county way of life is a wonderful way of life. If we don't deal with this, far more people who love to live here will be forced to leave.